New York's finances will suffer for some years to come, and there are likely to be big cuts to schools and local governments because of the coronavirus pandemic, according to a report released over the weekend by Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office. Meanwhile, a new poll finds record approval ratings for Cuomo, but most New Yorkers don't expect life to return to normal anytime soon. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The report finds a $13.3 billion shortfall in this year's budget, with a $61 billion structural deficit over the next 4 years. An assessment commissioned by the Boston Consulting Group predicts the state's economy will lose a staggering $243 billion over the course of the pandemic and the economic recovery. That's 14% of the state's gross domestic product. And the recovery will be longer and deeper than the Great Recession of over a decade ago. Cuomo commented briefly on Friday.
And what you're going to see is what we expected.
The financial report also predicts the state will have to slash $10.1 billion from the current budget, leading to over $8 billion in cuts to schools, healthcare providers, and local governments. The governor's budget director, Robert Mujica, says the decisions on specific cuts will be made in the next couple of weeks. He says it will be in time for schools to make the hard decisions before their annual budgets are due.
Between now and May 15th, we'll have more clarity and more specificity in the financial plan. Right now, we're letting you know this is where we stand, this is where the revenue picture is, those are the facts. And by the time they put their school budget votes together, they will have those numbers.
Some Democrats in the legislature have proposed raising taxes on the wealthy to avoid deep cuts. David Friedfeld with the watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says with the massive shortfall, it's sensible to first curtail spending. Friedfeld, speaking via Skype, says it's also difficult to raise revenues 4 months into the fiscal year when there's almost no money coming into the economy.
It's a delicate balance. The state already is a high-tax state. We do need to worry about our long-term competitiveness. At the same time, many of these cuts would be very severe. We want to make sure that we preserve the public health system, obviously, during a global pandemic.
Friedfeld credits Cuomo's budget office for holding on to New York's relatively small rainy day fund for now. He says it will be needed next year when the financial picture is expected to be even worse. He says much will depend on whether there is a fourth federal bailout package that addresses state and local governments' budget shortfalls. Recently, U.S. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell suggested that states should instead consider declaring bankruptcy, comments that enraged Governor Cuomo. Cuomo, speaking Monday, continued to press for the money, saying the funds represent the jobs of essential workers.
Police, fire, school teachers, and hospital workers. How can you exclude them when you're talking about priorities?
Meanwhile, a new poll from Siena College finds that Cuomo's approval ratings for the job he's doing in office are at an all-time high with 71%, and that New Yorkers by a 3-to-1 margin trust Cuomo over President Trump to get them through the pandemic. Siena's Steve Greenberg says Trump, who's never been popular in the president's home state, has seen his ratings further decline.
Voters say they trust Governor Cuomo more than they trust President Trump.
The poll also found half of New Yorkers know someone who has had the virus. One-third of them know someone who has died from the disease. Half of all households have someone working from home now. One-third have a household member who has lost their job. There's overwhelming support for Cuomo's stay-at-home and business and school shutdown orders and on the requirement to wear masks in public. But no one, though, is optimistic about life getting back to normal anytime soon. Two-thirds believe it's unlikely there will be large gatherings like concerts, sporting events, or graduation parties this summer, and the same number say even if they were to be held, they would be reluctant to go. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.